Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
Sheikh Javed Akbari, the researcher on Islamic studies from Seminary of Qom, will learn an important lesson from the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this session, we are going to discuss a few hadiths or a few traditions from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, about Salatul Rahim. Okay? Salatul Rahim means to stay in touch with your close relatives, to interact with them, to ask after their health, to be in touch with them, to help them. And of course, there are different manifestations, there are different forms of Salatul Rahim. And Salatul Rahim is obligatory. It is indeed necessary for every individual to stay in touch with his biological relatives, especially the parents. If a man's parents are alive, if a woman's parents are alive, he or she needs to stay in touch with them, to help them. And of course, the best form of Salatul Rahim is to help one's parents, to visit them from close, and if they need any help or any assistance, then one has to extend a helping hand to them. That is very, very important. And nowadays, of course, people are very much preoccupied. They have a lot to do in their daily lives. They don't make time to visit their parents. And sometimes their parents are quite alone and living in their house and living, and they are quite unprotected. That's very bad. And of course, if we are very much preoccupied with our daily activities, the least we can do is to make a phone call. That's the least we can do. Of course, Salatul Rahim, making a phone call is also a kind of Salatul Rahim. If you cannot make a phone call, you can send a text message greeting them, giving them salam, asking after their health. That's the least we can do. Of course, the best form of Salatul Rahim is to visit them, give them money, give them financial support, and reach out to them, and of course, tend to them, get them out of problem. That's what we can do.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
As I told you, there are many sayings from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, about Salatul Rahim, familial bonds, of course. And the word Salatul Rahim has been translated by different translators differently. But anyhow, I'm going to recite or maybe read out a few sayings from the Holy Prophet. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Salu arhamakum walau bitaslim. Okay, Al-Kafi, volume 2, page 155. Salu arhamakum walau bitaslim. You have to stay in touch with your close relatives, with your biological relatives. Walau bitaslim, even if you have to give a greeting, and if you give a salam, that's also a kind of Salatul Rahim, a kind of establishing or staying in touch with your close relatives. There's also a saying from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, who said, Salatul Rahim ta'amaru al-diyara wa tazidu fil a'mar wa in kana ahluha ghayra akhiyar. It says that staying in touch with your close relatives, with your biological relatives, ta'amaru al-diyar, it helps reconstruct, it helps rebuild the community and the nation, the city. And of course, with tazidu fil amar, it increases your life, it increases your lifespan. Wa in kana ahluha ghayru akhyar, even if the person who engages in Salatul Rahim are people who are not good doers, they are the people who are not good people, essentially. But if a person engages in Salatul Rahim, then of course, his life age, his lifespan will definitely increase. And there is also a saying from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, who said, "As-sadaqatu bi-ashrati wal-qardu bi-thamaniyata'ashar wa-salatul-rahim bi-arba'ina wa-ashreen wa-salatul-ikhwan bi-ashreen." Bihar al-Anwar, volume 74, page 31. Now, the translation of this hadith from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, is such, "As-sadaqatu bi-ashra." Charity, sadaqah, earns you 10 times the reward of the sadaqah you give. Okay. وَالْقَرْضُ بِثَمَانِيَةَ عَشَرَ. If you give someone loan, if you lend someone some money who is in need of money, of course you will earn 18 times the amount or the sawab that you loan, that you give money as loan to the people. So the reward is 18-fold. 18-fold. وَسَلَةُ الرَّحِيمِ بِأَرَبَعَةِ وَعِشْرِينَ. Okay, and Salatul Rahim, and staying in touch, familial bond, interaction with your close relatives, staying in touch with them, earns you bi-arba' wa-ishreen, 24 times the amount and 24 folds the amount of reward that you gain. Of course, it's a good deed, of course, it's a good deed, but the sawab that you get, the reward that you earn is 24 times. وَسَلَةُ الْإِخْوَانِ بِعَشْرِينَ. And if you want to, and staying in touch with your brothers in faith is 20 times the reward. So the reward is 20-fold. This is the benefit of Salatul Rahim.
At this time, we have a short break, and then we'll listen to the continuation of the speech of Sheikh Javed Akbari. You're listening to Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio.
There are many examples which I would like to give you. One good example is that it is related from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, that a man came to the Prophet and said, "O Apostle of Allah, O Messenger of God, whom should I honor? Whom should I treat with respect and dignity?" The Holy Prophet replied, "Your mother." And then the man again asked, "And then whom?" He said, "Your mother." The Prophet again said, "Your mother." The man again asked, "And then whom?" The Prophet said, "Your father." He said, "Your father." It is, my dear brothers and sisters, very important that one should not leave his parents, his aged parents alone, unprotected, helpless, in a corner of a house, without any protection, without any arrangement. Of course, they need money, they need help, they need emotional and physical support, financial support. And emotional support is more important because they need their children beside themselves. They need care. They need emotional support. And emotional support is not provided by giving money to them. No, you need to go, you know, to stay with them. And you need to kiss their hands. You need to be always available for them. Otherwise, you have not fulfilled your responsibility. So the best form and the best manifestation of Salatul Rahim is to close to them, to be beside them, to provide them with whatever they need in terms of financial and emotional support.
That was all for this program. If you have any idea or suggestion, please send us to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.